Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. I want to speak to you not just about policy, but about stewardship, strategy, and the people behind every mission within the FBI, Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, the National Crime Agency, the Ministry of Public Security, and the Shin Bet agencies, domestic and allied, all tasked with protecting lives under extraordinary pressure. Across our agencies and command centers, we are a nation that believes in excellence and accountability. We invest in tools that keep our citizens safe, our forces ready, and our institutions strong. But for too long, certain risks have lived in plain sight. Fatigue-linked errors in federal investigations, avoidable mistakes in high-tempo operations, and preventable lapses in clinical environments. We've known the science. We've seen the data, and yet many facilities have remained unchanged. That changes now. Today, I present to you the Circadian Critical Infrastructure Doctrine, a Tier 1 framework proving that the way we light, structure, and sustain our mission-critical environments is not optional. It is how we honor those who serve. It is how we protect the citizens they defend. This is stewardship in action. This is strategy with integrity. And this is where resilience begins. Let's look at what this means in practice. At the FBI, a 7% cognitive throughput, 4,200 additional case closures every year, including approximately 420 organized crime cases, a 15% reduction in fatigue-linked errors, 3,600 fewer 6 days annually, an annualized savings of $43.6 million across investigative operations. At the DOD, a 6% increase in decision accuracy and 10% fewer mission-critical errors, which means $210 million in operational savings every year. Simulations confirm a 4.8 increase in tactical execution speed, which translates to faster mission cycle completions and sharper readiness across J2, J3, and J5. At New York Presbyterian Hospital, translated to 22% lighting energy savings and 19.6 million net positive ROI in the first year alone, and scaling to 108 million in 5 years savings, which means lower fatigue rates have also driven down medical malpractice premiums, delivering both operational and financial dividends for patients and providers. These results are not projections on a whiteboard. They are Onyx validated, GAO audible, and documented through multi-agency simulations. And behind every percentage point is a person, a life safeguarded, a decision made clear, a mission strengthened with wisdom and integrity. This is stewardship in action. This is how infrastructure serves. And this is how we honor both excellence and the people entrusted to our care. And here is what we must confront. When we fail to adopt proven safeguards, when we allow outdated systems to stand, we place our people at risk and our institutions in breach of duty. T.J. Hooper versus Northern Barge Corp. made this clear nearly a century ago. Precautions so imperative that even their universal disregard will not excuse their omission. Darling versus Charleston Community Memorial Hospital reaffirmed it. Institutions bear direct responsibility for systemic safety. Every day we delay, we risk preventable errors, avoidable injuries, and operational gaps that could save lives. And behind every one of those statistics is a life we are called to protect. That is why this doctrine matters, because when we act with wisdom, we honor both the law and the people it was meant to safeguard. But we are not standing still. We are moving together, decisively, faithfully. The circadian critical infrastructure doctrine takes these truths and turns them into action plans. Tunable circadian lighting to align with natural rhythms, screen level spatial modulation to prevent strain. We are saying to every federal agent, every service member, every clinician, your health matters. Your mission matters. And we will steward both because we are building systems worthy of your sacrifice. Together, we are proving that innovation can serve people, that readiness can walk hand in hand with restoration, and that the path forward is brighter when we choose to build it with wisdom, with faith, and with resolve. Now, this doctrine doesn't just meet U.S. standards. It harmonizes with the U.K. Civil Contingencies Act, the EU Directive on Critical Infrastructure, and allied defense frameworks around the world. It positions the United States as a leader in innovation that does not escalate, but preserves. It signals to our allies and those who watch us closely that we choose stewardship over stagnation, resilience over reaction, and wisdom over fear. When we lead in this way, we do more than meet compliance benchmarks. We inspire trust. We prove that national strength can carry moral clarity, and that infrastructure built with care becomes a language of peace our allies can speak with us. This is how the United States leads, by setting standards that others can follow, by building systems that serve rather than strain, and by proving together that security and stewardship walk hand in hand. When we build trust abroad, we strengthen confidence at home. To my daughters, even Gianna, and to every generation rising after us, this doctrine is written for you. It is proof that leadership can be both bold and careful, that systems can both serve the mission and humanity, and that excellence can glorify God while safeguarding a nation. It is a reminder that when we build with wisdom, we leave a legacy that outlives our own hands. We are not simply improving infrastructure, we are stewarding the lives, hopes, and futures entrusted to us. This is how we light the path forward. This is how we honor the work placed in our care. And this is how we lead together, faithfully, for generations to come. You can read the Circadian Critical Infrastructure Doctrine today, published globally on SSRN, peer-reviewed and recognized across SSRN's network of scholars and policymakers. It is citable, field-ready, and already shaping operational planning. Click the link in the description to access the full text. This is readiness restored. This is responsibility lived out. This is renewal woven into the very infrastructure that carries our nation forward. And as we build, we remember every innovation is a trust. Every doctrine is a stewardship. Every step forward, a light for those to follow. Now stay tuned, because in our next episode, we unveil the first fully legal blockchain-based architecture crafted to secure our economy with the same integrity we bring to our infrastructure. I'm Nicklin Decker. This is the White Paper, and this is just the beginning.